Every week, composer Bruce Adolph is here with a piano puzzler. He takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we get a caller on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is doing the hiding in. Joe Roma is joining us today from Whitney Point, New York. Hi, Joe.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe.
And Joe, you have an extensive musical background. You're a timpanist there in the Tri-Cities Orchestra in the Binghamton area.
That's correct.
But you're also a jazz drummer, is that right?
Yes, I'm kind of fortunate. We're about 3.5 hours north of New York City here, and occasionally we'll have a guest artist that come to the local university that need drummers, and I've been able to play with some fine jazz musicians. It's just fun to be a percussionist. There's so many areas that we can delve into, so I like the variety.
You get to bang on all different kinds of things and meet all different kinds of people and play
right.
lots of different kinds of music. Do you ever combine these two and play jazz timpani?
Occasionally I'll get a call to come into a church when they want to dress up their service a little bit, and I play some timpani, and what they'll do is just give me the chorus part and say, make it sound good, and you have to improvise a timpani part. You know, based on the cadences and things that are involved, and try to just make it sound good. And I think that incorporates the improvisational aspect of jazz with the classical tradition.
Well, I was kind of joking, but
sorry.
I guess it worked out. Well, Well, let's get to your piano puzzler. Now, Joe, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help guessing, you and I can brainstorm on this together, but the piano puzzler is for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am, Fred.
Okay, here's your piano puzzler. Wow, a lengthy and mellifluous and beautiful piano puzzler.
Thank you.
Joe, anything sound familiar to you in there?
Well, it's a beautiful variation on Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach, I hope.
That's what it's based on, that's right.
And the melody I couldn't really pick out of there right away. It was really beautiful, though.
Thank you.
Now, sometimes, Bruce, when you've done piano puzzlers based on this particular style of Bach's keyboard writing, sometimes the melody shows up where you don't expect it.
Right. In fact, this one, the reason it's so long is that the tune is so slowed down that I've only gotten through it once here. So the tune is in slow motion. So the question is it the bass line or the soprano voice?
Now, I think I might have heard a tune that another classical composer much later than Bach has latched onto.
Oh, you do know what it is, don't you? Thank you. etc. It's actually not too easy that way.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, you know it now?
Simple Gifts.
Yeah, that's right.
Copeland.
Simple
that's
Gifts,
right.
Which Aaron Copland used so exactly. well in Appalachian Spring.
Sure.
It was so slowed down.
Yes.
The first time through, I had no clue what it was. Joe Roma, you got the composer, and that's really the heart of the Piano Puzzler. So well done on that.
Thank you.
And the piece that it was based on.
Yes, not only the composer, but even the specific piece
eventually,
that Bruce
yeah.
was drawing on. And so well done. Well, I'm sorry we don't have a book of timpani puzzlers to send you. But if you have a piano around the house or have any friends who do, we have something for you. We'll send you a book of Bruce Adolph's piano puzzlers, about 30 of them in sheet music form. And we'll send that to you. And thanks very much for playing. Joe Roma in Whitney Point, New York. What's your public radio station?
WSKGFM in Binghamton.
Joe Roma, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.